Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night. All praises to the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises to Yahweh Shai, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, Wisdom, the Earthly Mother. So tonight, you know, I'm prepared, but yet not prepared. There's been just a lot of things going on. And tonight, I just want to go off course a bit and talk about some things psychologically, what I'm seeing as it relates to Israel's awakening and its walk. Because I feel and I know that I am an Israelite based on my deeds and based on my insight, my foresight, and my hindsight. I have no doubt about this. And all praises to the Father for allowing me to have such confidence and understanding of who I am. And that's a mighty, mighty. For years, I've sojourned in a world that's not mine, that didn't look like me, that didn't acknowledge me. And now for me, at 52, 53, 54, now for me, at this point in time dispensation, to be able to accept the words of Scripture, knowing that those words came from my forefathers and foremothers, not a Europeanized, Anglicized, so-called whiteanized person, someone who didn't look like me. And I have great joy because of that. And there is by no stretch of the imagination, not a single shred of thread could deter me from that understanding at this point. Maybe early on, but not at this point. And that confidence, many people say, well, you think that you're perfect. No. I strive for perfection. There's nothing wrong with striving for perfection. That is a positive psychological trait that allows one to see themselves to self-reflect, self-correct, and self-convict, which all of that is knowing thyself. All of that is helping you sharpen yourself, sharpen your own skills, knowing who you are. Because prior to knowing who I was sharpening other people's knives for them to stick in my back, for them to do wrong with. I was building people up in their corporate world so that they can make money. All the while, I didn't. I got accolades. Oh, well, you know, you did this, attaboy, attaboy, attaboy. Whilst these people who came underneath me moved forward and made money. More money than I was making. And now, of course, it's not just about money, but it's about being satisfied and being compensated for your work, which again goes back to Israel, because we have never been compensated fully for our work, our own due diligence. You go to apply for a job, you know, you got to say who you are, what race, whatever the hell race means. What ethnicity? They only give you two. Are you Latin Hispanic or not Latin Hispanic, as if that, as if Anglo ethnicity supersedes Negro history. So they want to take their ethnicity, they want to create this ethnicity around themselves so that they can, once again, input themselves into our story, our history. You know, this is just what they've done. This is what they do. They can't do anything else. And listen, this isn't always a Gentile browbeat, but we must call spade a spade, right? Things must be as they will be, as they shall be. You know, we cannot not talk about the Gentile dilemma, because through their dilemma is our rise. And our lifeboat of light is what allows them to get on board. But hey, Gentiles, if you're listening, if you're bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you choose to be the grafted in spiritual Israelites, you need to step up. You need to accept your people's errors. Accept them as if they are your heirs today, as we did. We had to accept the errors of our forefathers. This madness and nonsense and stupidness and drunkenness of the sins of the fathers don't affect me, that is going to be your demise. We are here now. We have been raised up. We are trying to help you, Gentiles. So when that cup of dregs comes your way, you can say, no, no, I am of Israel. I cleave to Israel. And if you don't, drink up. Lord, Jesus, have this cup pass us. See, those days are gone. That cup is now going to come to your lips, and you will have to drink of the dregs that you forced others to drink. But hey, we're here to tell you, you need to get yourself straight. Just like we're here to tell, excuse me, tell our own nation, because see, we now understand that we have a nation. And although the Gentiles would love and have loved to assimilate us into their culture, their reprobate civilization, we now are taking our own free agency and our own free will to come up out of her, to not be bothered with that, to not be entertained by that, to not care about that. By no stretch of the imagination can anything that they have ever said be true based on the outcomes of the current events today. Based on everything that we are dealing with in our society currently, they, the Gentiles, they, the heathens, could never have said anything or done anything truthful or righteous. And we know this, those of us that are on the Israelite team. There is not one thing positive that the Gentiles has brought to their world civilization, not one thing. Otherwise, the civilization today would be in, it would be great. It would not be in tatters. The West would not be on the verge of death. See, and that's the catch. The West has had its turn to debaucherize and rule the world. However, the East also has had its turn to rule its own kingdom, its own empire. So what the Israelites are saying, the true and living ones, the ones that aren't caught up in their hatred all day, every day of the white man, the ones that are not dealing with I hate and I can't stand or you this and you that, the ones that are studying to show themselves approved, the ones that are seeking the Father, the ones who want to build back better the nation of Israel. Those people, those brethren and sisters, are the ones today that are here being risen up to bring a light, to shine a light on the darkness of the Gentiles so that the Gentiles will have an opportunity to cleave. That's it. They have an opportunity to cleave. That's why it's very important for we Israelites to be sharpening our own, to sharp our own. Because all this stuff that's happening, yeah, we watching it. We know that we're out in front of it. We are well ahead of the bell curve with this. All praises to the Most High. We are way out ahead of the Gentiles, some 7 years. So this next year in 2024, when they're going through their tribulation, all praises, they're really going to be looking for a light. Now to Israel, we should be giving great, great, great joy and great glory to the Father for giving us this opportunity to not be in confusion like the Gentiles today, May 3rd, 2023. The reality is that we have come full circle now. We have now moved up the ladder, the Jacob's ladder. We have moved up. We have now outpaced, outpassed, and surpassed the Gentiles and the foolish that cleave to the Gentiles. We're way ahead of them. And it is not for us to be caught up in our own ego about that. It is for us to continue to shine bright because we have to be the lighthouse of the Most High. We have to show them what it means to be righteous, what that looks like. We have to show them. See, because they showed us, or rather we showed them, but then they flipped the script and showed us debauchery, reprobate, wickedness. And made us eat of the cup of dregs that they fornicated out. And we were under their spell, their gospel of history, science, math, let alone politics and everything else, astronomy, astrology, and of course their wicked religions. But the great glory and great joy of this time, of this consummation of time, is that we now get to step aside and allow them to do their thing by themselves. So that when they are judged, they have no one to blame but themselves. The whole beauty of this is that we get to see this now. And this isn't for everyone. And this edification, this manna that the Father has given his people today, and people and people within his people to explain to his people today is just an awesome thing. The Gentiles still wondering why they ain't been raptured. The Gentiles still trying to figure out, you know, how they can, reset things. Well, if the Gentiles had a clue, they would realize that the next reset they are not part of, meaning they're going to have to go and find who's got next. And all of this, all of our heritage is coming back to us. And it's coming back to us in the spiritual realm. We're starting to understand things deeper, even deeper than we did a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 months ago, 7 months ago. It has become so great that all we can do is give praise and thanks to the Father. Thing in that is, in doing so, it cleanses us. It cleanses us. And it allows us to treat people the way we want to be treated. For the greatest fear is the fear of the Father, not man, which is what Catholics and Christians and all of them, other religions, have stipulated within their understanding. In order to understand, you must fear me. Because fearing me allows you to see. Seeing what they want you to see shuts you down from the Father and his Spirit. Which all makes sense because he set them up to be led astray. He set them up to be led astray from him, which ultimately means from us. Sidetracking this, it's interesting to me because I said this last week. It's very interesting to me how you can believe in someone else's, how you can believe in another family's journals, but don't believe that that family exists. So someone in that family had to write things, wrote journals, many within the family wrote records of what they were dealing with, of what they saw, what happened to them. And then somehow that gets hijacked by a people who say, no, you don't matter anymore. What matters is we get salvation. But at the same time of we getting salvation, you don't and you're nobody. You're lesser of. So, you know, Israel is the name that the Father gave Jacob. Jacob was, you know, the grandson of Abraham, the son of Isaac. Jacob was the father of the 12 tribes. So how and why and where do the other nations get the audacity to take them out of their own story? So when I say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the reason why I say that is because I do it to differentiate. But I want everybody to understand who I'm dealing with and who I'm talking about. Because so many people in this world has loved God, but not knowing what God they love it. Who gets easily bamboozled and hoodwinked by these lesser gods to lead them astray from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And a lot of the Anglos, get upset because they hear what we're saying as hatred or racism or separatism. Well, wasn't but 80 years ago, 70 years ago, that you all wanted us separate from you, couldn't live by us, couldn't eat by us, couldn't go to the bathroom by us, couldn't look at us, couldn't do anything with us. And then once you all decided as an economic situation to allow us to be part of your civilization, you did it through integration, which then made us leave everything that we knew behind and go with you, which all of that is biblical. I mean, that in and of itself, that integration is biblical. In order to be with us, you have to forget who you are. Many of our dads, our moms, our grandparents took that because they wanted a better life, because they were tired of being trodden down by the Gentiles. So they took that. And is it by coincidence that their kids, even so my parents growing up were not mavericks, but they were militants. They talked all about the economy, the current affairs, the current events, how they saw the system. They talked all about it, and this is amongst themselves when they were, you know, we've got our godparents and my cousins. And this is what they would be talking about. And they just couldn't, they were not the generation to have the awakening full-fledged. It was their children. And it wasn't going to be immediate either. Some of us in our 40s, our 50s, our 60s, and our 70s that are waking up understanding this now. It's our generation that was the catalyst of that. And our generation just means the times. It was our turn. It was our time. And I forget, I said in 2018, I was talking about the 400 years. And I put something on Facebook about it. Oh, man, did they come at me. You know, they were all up in their years of you know, thinking that they were about it. They knew everything. You know, they were still in their PhD. Listen to me. You know, I am the Anglo, I know, or I'm a Negro who thinks like an Anglo, and I know, you know, you need to listen to them. And, you know, they were all up in it. And one dude came at me and he said, so in 2000, if nothing happens in 2020, if nothing happens in 2020, after 2019 and 2020, can I tell you I told you so? I said, absolutely, you can do that. Please do. Needless to say, that's crickets to this day. Needless to say. And you know, people get scared of the prophetic because the prophetic forces one to really self-reflect. Because once the prophecies begin to show, judgment is next. So the further, the more you can push prophecies to the side, the more you think that you can slow down judgment, and that's what they've been doing. That's what they've been doing throughout the whole 20th century, 100 years of them destroying, robbing, killing, lying, cheating, everyone, each other, and downtrodden the children of God. And the whole time, saying they are the children of God. And listen, we're not mad about that because it was our turn. We had to go through this. If it wasn't for that, we would never be in the situation we are in today with great glory and great praise. Seeing things as they are, seeking after the Father, studying to show ourselves approved, rebuilding our nation. None of that would be happening. Self-reflecting, seeing accepting and correcting our own faults, eating off the tree of life. If none of that happened, this would not have happened. If none of that happened, we would be living in a righteous world. It's like every time I hear a song or singer, a little white singer, so-called, a Gentile singer singing with soul, the spirit always tells me, says, see, they got soul. They get to have it at the end. Because they have to realize their error. They didn't have the ability to sing, dance, have rhythm, have style, have verbal and nonverbal communication. They never had it. They were sticks in the mud. While we were working to help them stay stuck. Because we didn't know. We didn't know who we were. We're the ones that have been running to and fro with our heads cut off. Not them. We're the ones that have been dead in the streets. Not them. So they never had that opportunity while we were completely blind. Now that we are awakened, they too get to have some spirit. And the spirit is, you know, the spirit is helping them, show them, but it's tough for them because they are unwilling to accept defeat. That's what the West has done to the world's mindset. We will never surrender. And this is the last hurrah for them. This is it. I know people want to vote and all that stuff, but for who? For what? If change came through the ballot, then would not change have already come? If these politicians were actually set up to be servant leaders, to show servant leadership, would we be in the situation, would their world be in the situation it's in now? We have been shown the wrong way to do things, to think. The wrong way to be. The Spirit, the Father, has allowed his Spirit, as he said, to come back to his people and to cleanse them, to get them straight again, to stand them up from being in a wheelchair, in a dire strait. Stand up again. The poor man at the river. Stand up. Pick up your bedding. Stand up and go. Go forth. This is where we are now. And it's interesting to me because we are now, we have taken their Bible that they compiled of stolen scriptures, of our stolen scriptures. We've taken it back. We know it inside and out. We can explain it in such a way that it makes sense to those that listen and are able to hear. And yet the Gentiles still don't acknowledge. It's like they're in a the biggest commercial plane flying, and they've been on autopilot for so long that now the autopilot has been broken or disabled, and now they got to fly the plane, and they're looking at each other like, "How do we do this? What's going on?" Get the Pope, and the Pope is saying, "Well, I don't know nothing about flying the plane," and they're looking at him like, "Well, wait, you're the one that's supposed to be the leader." And then they go, "Well, okay, go to JoJo Magoo, go to Trump, go to whoever. Who's going to be able to fly this plane?" So then, what happens? They get some confused white male, Gentile male, which is another interesting piece of what's going on today. Confused white male, he is a she, to fly the plane, and the plane and that person is flying a plane straight down. And they're all trying to clamor and say, "Why? Get him or her, get him off of there." And the person is screaming and yelling, talking about, "I'm a she." Talking about, "I'm a male, but I want to compete. I still want to compete. And I can fly this plane if you let me compete against women. I can fly this plane if you let 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10-year-olds have surgery to switch genders." Confusion. And to be honest with you, again, it is all Gentiles. You got, you know, Magic Johnson's boy, but he just, you know, wishy-washy, but he dresses inappropriate, but he's not changed his gender. The only one that's done that is Dwayne Wade's son. But for the majority of these people, they're all Gentiles. They're all Anglicized, Europeanized Gentiles. So that in and of itself talks to where we are. Babylon by bus, right? Babel, confusion. So now we're as an Israelite, we have stepped our game up. And as a Gentile, they have lowered theirs, lower than, like, we were low, but not once while we were in a low, depressive state did we ever just think that it would be wise to change our gender. Not one time. In such a lowly state, which goes biblical again, double. So that double, that burden of double, that burden of the cup of dregs that they have had the ability to pass by them. Because see, if they'd have taken some of the dregs, then they'd have had some understanding and they wouldn't have treated people wrongly. But they never wanted the dreg, they never wanted the cup, so they passed it on. So that cup of dregs stayed with us because they passed it off to us. So what they did, get that crack cocaine, get that heroin, put it in their neighborhoods. You can't have no support if you don't take that man out the house. This is the cup of dregs. Why? Because that's a depression. That is an oppressive depression, which is deep. But what did our people do? Our people lashed out at each other and ourselves. We didn't go against them. the Gentiles, and we didn't go against the natural being of us, polluted our sanctuary. We polluted our temples. That's why the Father said, I will have to heal you. I will have to, you need to be silent and still so that I can heal you. All the information that we get today is based on our healing. In the spiritual realm, we've got to, we have a lot of healing to do. It ain't like a little cut, let me put a Band-Aid on it, and that's funny too. They just now have come out, you know, within the last, I would say, 7 years of having Band-Aids for, you know, dark colored Band-Aids. And I know this because I got some. So everything has been it's been against us and about us, or about us and against us. Now it's just about us and for us, and the Gentiles are having problems. You talk about leave a comment. Shoot, they don't even have a clue. I'm watching TikTok and they're still talking about I'm an atheist, or I'm a vampire, or a Satanist, or I'm queer, or I'm gay, or I'm this, or I'm that. And I'm looking at them going, well, why don't you just come out and just say that you're a Gentile? So, like, when you do a search about Gentile civilizations, they always want to start with Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia was a off product or a offshoot suburb, I don't know, off city of Babylon, of the first Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, Nimrod's Babylon. And when it broke into pieces, Mesopotamia, part of it. And the reason why they want to utilize Mesopotamia goes back to what Brother Judah, Big Judah, was saying about Pliny and how they always want to interject themselves into history, is because Mesopotamia, in their mind, is close to Greece. So they want to act like, by default, you know, Mesopotamia is, you know, over there and we're over here, you know, we're decent enough close proximity so we could be the people. And the interesting thing about all of this is you could be the people, but you're not based on your actions. You could be the people, but you're not based on your actions. So, you know, you can't even bring that argument to the table, because your actions show something different. This entire time, we have had to do as they say, not as they do. We had to acknowledge their error and all that they have done, but we had to also acknowledge what they say. Oh, we are a pious group. We love Jesus. Kill them. Murder, lie, cheat, steal, destroy. Let's create papal bulls. Let's create laws and treaties and break them. If you were the people, as you have stated, Gentiles, then why are your actions so heinous? And these are just reasonable questions. This isn't a judgment upon you. I'm asking a question. If you claim to be the people, why have your actions been so heinous? Because if you were the people, God, of the creator of the universe, of the Ancient of Days, then you, Gentiles, would never, never, never have acted the way that you have acted for fear of the Father, the repercussions, the consequence. But instead, Gentiles, You have been running around to and fro as if you have and will never have any consequence. And yet somehow when we say these things to you, you get upset as if what we're saying doesn't make sense, as if what we're saying is a lie. No. And to my Christian brothers and sisters, hey, no one is mean or mad or upset at you. We're just reading out of the book, all of them, and then some. Because the Gentiles, who, mind you, have never shown a propensity to do the right thing, has told you, brother Christians and sister Christians, that this is it, that is the only word of God. We have passed that because they have never done the right thing. So I have taken back our free will, our free agency. That is what this is about. They had taken our free agency, our free will, and have held it like a yoke around our neck, telling us what we should do and how to do it and who to believe. And what we see and what things mean. And somehow we now are to believe them still. Well, my God wouldn't kill the babies. I have a loving God. Okay, fair enough, but he killed his own nation's babies. He made his women during the siege of 78, the siege of Judea, he made them eat their own babies. So what do these babies have that's different than his nation's babies? My God loves everybody. Okay, he does. He loves all of his creation. If he loves you, he's chastising you. If he's loved you, he has tough loved you. So you should at this point, if he loves you unconditionally, at this stage in the game, 2023, May 3rd, you should have reconciled all of the error of you and your people and given it up to him and given it all to him. And if you've done that, then you will understand his people, the least of his, the very least his. But somehow you, brother and sister Christians, have this thought process that Jesus came and did away with everything, and now all is done and nobody has consequence. Is that how the Gentiles run their system? Does someone murder, kill, and steal and get away with it and just say, listen, I'm forgiven, Jesus forgives me? Do they go in the court of law after killing multiple people? Do they get to use the defense that, oh, well, Jesus loves me, so I'm forgiven? But somehow they have us and others believing that. Oh, Jesus done away with the laws. Oh, Jesus done away with this. Oh, Jesus done away with that. He just loves me unconditionally. I can kill, steal, destroy. Just say Jesus and it's done. I don't have to self-reflect. I don't have to self-convict. I don't have to self-correct. I can continue on this road of killing, stealing, destroying until the last breath I have, I say, Jesus! And I'm forgiven. I don't know where that is I don't know where that is in their Bible, and I certainly have never seen it in any of the other scriptures. Old Pseudepigrapha, the Old Testament Pseudepigrapha, Apocrypha, any of them, Zohar. I haven't seen it. The sealed portion, I don't know where that is. Much like, what is the Sinner's Prayer Madness. And I don't know where that is. And the irony is that people don't even understand that Israel is two kingdoms. Let me get some more. Israel is two kingdoms, north and south. North and south. South is Judeans. They aren't Israel. North is Israel. So when all these Gentiles and these other nations who claim to be but are not comes at us today with their rhetoric of who they are, we are so well armored and so well packed with an arsenal that they don't even have, matter of fact, they don't even want to be part of it. They don't even want to have these conversations. Matter of fact, they try to stay, they have segregated themselves away from us. We haven't segregated ourselves away from them. We're looking for them to tell them the truth. They are running from us. Like roaches when you turn the lights on. They're running. And we're saying, stop. Don't run. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not against you. I'm for you. The only way to be for you is to tell you the truth. You can't tell me not to. You can't tell me critical race theory as instead of saying American history. You want to use critical race theory? It's no theory. You want to hijack our entire existence, who we are. You've hijacked it. And here we are still trying to help you. Still. It's like at some point you have to deal with you. Deal with you, Gentile and Israelite. When you deal with you, you get to be able to see more. You get to go further. You get to see more. The more you sort yourself out, the more the Father allows you to see. The more the veil gets taken away from you. But the Gentiles have always wanted to deal with others. They never wanted to deal with themselves. So they're getting blinder by the minute. And because we're dealing with ourselves, we're getting so much sight that it's hard to put into words at times. And a lot of the words that we use based on the English vernacular is confirmation of things that we have already read and things that we see. We're starting to put things together. They're falling into place. All these prophecies, everything from the astrology, theology, to the astronomy, to the history, it's all falling into place. And we get to see it. And we get to live it. We get to be it. We get to be all we can be. And we don't have to be all we can be to kill another soul, to steal another soul, to destroy another soul. We can be all we can be to build back better our nation. And that's been the whole issue of the Gentiles with us. Because if we build back better our nation, their nation folds. Because their nation is only as good as us being in it. And we know that. That's why the beauty of this whole matter, of this whole moment, this whole time, is us getting to know us again. It's like knowing that I'm an Israelite, man, I am so happy about that. And, you know, blood or spiritual, I'm happy about it because I get to, you know, I get to know more. It's like my education now, if you're using the Gentiles terms, now I'm working on my PhD in the father's school, and I know that that's I'm not gonna be finished no time soon. This is a constant work. And see, the Gentiles, they are struggling right now, as we know. But they're struggling because they can't figure out how we have surpassed them. And I see them in a state of flux with everything. Their supremacy has taken a major, major, major hit. It's like the father has nuked their white supremacy. Now their hierarchy, for lack of a better word, their hierarchy of beauty has taken a hit. Now you get to see them. You can see that it's all fake. You can see, it's so funny, like when you look at TV now, at least for me, when you look at TV, you see that, oh, well, wait, that's lighting that's making them look like that, right? And we know that it's always been about lighting. But this is what they do. They it's all fake. Their beauty standards, that's what I was looking for, their beauty standards are all fake. Matter of fact, it's all based on us. Their moral standards, all fake. Matter of fact, it's all based on us. Intelligence standards, all fake. It's based off of us. Their medical, their science, their math, their history, their archaeology, their anthropology. And it's easy to see that it's fake. Oh, we've been around for a million years. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Show me proof that of these numbers. Just don't tell me the numbers. See? Well, through carbon dating, we found out that that's fake. Not one thing. It reminds me Not Living Color. I'm gonna get you, sucker. Is it? I'm gonna get you, sucker. I think it is where the lady, the sister, started taking off everything, and she was just everything was fake. Everything was fake. It's like, come on, how are you going to have the, how can you be the pinnacle of beauty and everything is fake? Your boobs, your butt, your lips, your eyes, your nose, your toenails, your fingernails, your hair, everything. I mean, you know, and I get it. This is what they had. I get it. They had it was a feat to match to step up in that beauty, in that natural beauty, in that natural light, right? So they had to do a lot to even get to that point or this point where they think that everything that they are is the standard of beauty, men and women, vanity. No wonder they self-absorb so much of their own vanity that now they think they are so, now they're so confused that they think that, you know, a man thinks, well, I can wear some stockings, or I can wear a garter, or I can wear, and you know, biblical again, hey, don't wear women's stuff. There's spirits on all these things. You don't need to be. If you're a man, don't wear, don't walk, don't talk, don't eat, don't think like a woman. It's not to say that women think and all that is wrong. No, there is a reason why men think one way, women think the other. There is a collective cohesion of rationale and reason and logic as to why we have to think differently. So when we connect, everything is right. Everything is right. If you had a world of all meatheads like the Catholics want to have, a bunch of all dudes, right, a sausage party all up in there, ultimately you're gonna be the sausage. You're gonna be eating sausage. And this is what they do. They sit around and eat, stand around and eat, lay around and eat sausage. And somehow they had us believing, even after they were caught, that they were still righteous. This is what I'm saying. This is how far we fell, but now we're so far past them that it's amazing that the only thing left is for us to have our full inheritance back. That's what we continue to seek the Father, continue to treat each other right, continue to build our nation, and then we get our inheritance back. And that's everything. They can wallow and worry and cry and complain about reparations if they want to. I don't care. Give me the money or not, because at the end of the day, I'm going to take it all. Just like them. Just like them. You know, going to Montezuma, give me your gold. Well, we don't have this amount. I know you got more gold. Give it to me. At the end of the day, I'm going to take it all anyway. Same thing. Everything is karma. Karmatic at this point, karmitic. And if they don't get it, okay, it's just not for you to get. Sadly, you're going to be part of the two-thirds. Hopefully, the Father shows favor on you and gives you the ability to be able to be part of Israel, or he's going to leave you in the church. Because if you don't think that the church is wicked, I don't know what you know. Jesus, listen, Jesus, no J's, no Jesus. He never was white. Well, he's olive skin. He ain't olive skin. Olive is black olives. No, there's green olives. If somebody looks like a green olive, they sick. They got problems. They may be on the way out. So the only olive that you want to look like is a ripe olive, which is a black olive. Ain't known this Mediterranean, Arab. Christ was not an Arab. That's stupid. Christ was not a European. That's stupid term. And how do we know? Because Ishmael, let me just do it like this. Let's not even go to Ishmael. Because the Ottoman Empire and the Roman Empire were fighting to take over Judea. I mean, what are the Crusades all about? So if Judea was owned by the Ottoman Empire, which are the Turks, which are the Arabs, then why would they need? It would be theirs already. But then you got the Christians the Romans fighting because they want it. Now you look at it today, and it's got it's all of theirs. Even those that say they are, but are not. And nowhere in there are you seeing the original people of the land, which then leads me to this. This world, all the land masses of this world, all of them, has had their original people on it as dark-skinned people, melanated people. And yet, every land on earth has been colonized by Europeans, and now every land on this earth has hidden aboriginal, dark, melanated, skinned, original people. Every one of them. And if that doesn't speak volumes of who is the ancient people, and we ain't even talking about Israel and all, we just talking ancient people. Because somehow the Gentiles believe themselves to be ancient, hence why they mad about Cleopatra. Listen, you can't be everybody all the time. You can't. You're barely yourself. Matter of fact, you're barely a man. Barely, because you're ready to cut your jang off and be a woman. So somehow you are ancient? Because the only people in history to have their janks cut off are the eunuchs, done by the Ottoman Empire. And they were our people who they did it to. That's why we're uniting in the mind first. We have to fight this in the spiritual first. As we fight in the spirit as a collective, we then start to see the physical change on us, in us, and around us. And this is the beauty of the Father's people. Gentiles, you guys have done such barbarity to the creation of the Father. So much that you have nowhere to run to, nowhere to go, and all you have left, if you don't do the right thing, you won't have that. We ain't worrying about your civilization no more. It's on the way out. We are looking to rebuild our nation. So if you want to be in our nation, you need to listen to us. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. This is it right here. So this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at with the Gentiles. Let's see if I can get this to work.
First of all, I'd like to thank God. Second of all, I'd like to thank my whole time, Dumbo family, on both sides. You know what I'm saying? We ride with him. What I'd like to say, any artist out there want to be an artist and want to stay a star, don't have to worry about the Jada producer trying to be all in the video, all on the records, dancing. Yes,
well. rub in the videos. Israel, if you just want to be an Israelite and you want to be part of the kingdom to come and you tired of the heathen Gentiles being all up in your videos, being who you are, being everything all the time, you know, singing and dancing, trying to dance and sing, take your singing and dancing. Well, if you're tired of all that, come on over to the Father, Israel. Come back to the Father. You know? And it always, when I think these things, this always pops in my head when he said that, you know, being all up in the videos, dancing and carrying on. And look at that fella he's talking about today. He's coming out, they coming out against him as a molester. Same thing with the Gentiles. What is it showing today? The Gentiles are molested. Everything can be correlated to this awakening. And the Gentiles don't have a clue about it. They still think they in their heyday. Old as hell, thinking that they in their heyday. I hate Trump, but I like Biden. How? Why? Where's the difference? If you can articulate the reason why you hate one and love the other, then that's what you need to be thinking of doing. That's what you need to do. I mean, because the Father said, Jacob I've loved, Esau I've hated. But why? Because Esau was doing wicked things. Jacob was not. Jacob was a usurper. Listen, that's from the Father. You need to read other books ordained all of that to happen. He did not care for Esau. So, what are you, once again, you're going against the Father. You're going against the Creator. So, Gentiles, if you guys are tired of dealing with your people, dealing with the erratic, confused, madness, debauchery, reprobate people, then come on over to our side. You can come, but you're going to have to listen to us. Can you get your ego out your own mouth to be able to humble and come to the Father correctly? Not the way you want to, not any kind of way, not in women's clothing or men's clothing when you're a woman and a man, conversely. Not thinking that you're going to just do this for the moment, get paid, and then go and steal, kill, and destroy. Thinking that your skin supersedes everybody else when, in fact, your skin is the most non-dominant skin on the face of the earth. It's non-dominant. There's no supremacy in it. There's a lot of problems with your skin. You're getting skin cancer. Those people who say they are but are not, over in Israel today, have the highest rate of skin cancer. Wait, I thought they were the people. I thought they were ancient. Because the ancients didn't have any lotion, poisonous lotion, to keep the sun away from you. They didn't need it. So, Gentiles, if you want to come, come correct. If you don't come correct, don't come at all. It'd be best that you stay over there eating off the tree of knowledge of good and evil than to venture yourself over here to try to eat off the tree of life, because the cherubim will destroy you. And don't be mad because we saying this. People that don't look like you, don't be upset about that. We're not browbeating you. We're tough loving you. We're telling you how this has to be. Because this is not, it's only just begun. And Israel, that's the beauty of our good news, of us being redeemed. Think in terms of redeeming and leave the judgment to the Father. Gentiles, you need to be thinking in terms of judgment so that you can get redeemed. This is a complete exchange of situation. So be prepared. Be prepared. Israel, be prepared, which I know you are. And if not, you're on your way. And give great praise and great thanks and be very humble. Because our redemption is here. And it's our turn to stand up as the Father's nation, the nation of the whole house of Israel. Whole house of Israel. Not the supersessionism, the replacement theology church, but the whole house of Israel. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises to Yahweh Shai. All praises to wisdom, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, nation, family and friends, Gentiles and Israel alike. Be at peace. Shalom.